This is Ronald Coleman, inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour, Favorite Story. On the 4th of July in 1862, the Reverend Charles Dodgson took the afternoon off from lecturing on mathematics at Oxford and went rowing with the small daughters of the dean. On the riverbank, in the shadow of a haystack, all in the golden afternoon, this young man began to spin a story. Prodded by his best listener, a little girl named Alice Liddell, he went on to spin more tales about another Alice, a young lady who fell down a rabbit hole and emerged in a land as magic and wonderful as any child has dreamed. The Reverend Dodgson was afraid the officials at Oxford might raise their eyebrows at a mathematics professor who told stories of rabbits carrying gold watches in their waistcoat pockets. So, for Wonderland purposes, he called himself Lewis Carroll. Yes, Alice in Wonderland is this week's favorite story. It was picked, appropriately enough, by the man who writes the songs the world sings, Mr. Irving Berlin. So, for all of us who love it as Irving Berlin does, here is the story of the Mad Hatter, the Mock Turtle, the Queen of Hearts, and all the other immortal characters of Alice's Wonderland.
Sort of has a mixed flavor. Cherry tart, and roast turkey and hot buttered toast. What a curious feeling. I must be shutting up like a telescope. Well, I do believe I'm about 10 inches high now. And I can go into that lovely garden. Oh, dear. I forgot the little gold key. And it's way up there on the table. Now, I'm nowhere near tall enough to get it. Oh, whatever shall I do? Why, here's a little piece of cake that says eat me. Well, I'll eat it. There. Curiouser and curiouser. Now, I'm opening out like the largest telescope that ever was. Goodbye, feet. Oh, my poor little feet. I wonder who will put on your shoes and stockings for you now, dear. Ouch! Oh, I bumped my head right on the ceiling. I must be 9 feet tall now. Now I'll never get into that garden. I'm crying gallons of tears. And they're making a pool inches and inches deep. Oh, where's that little bottle? I've got to get small again. There. Oh, I wish I hadn't cried so much. I should be punished for it now, I suppose, by being drowned in my own tears. Well, I'll have to swim. Oh, there's a terribly big creature swimming around in here. A walrus or a hippopotamus. Oh, why, it's only a mouse. Oh, mouse, do you know the way out of this pool?
It's under my tail. We'll swim for sure.
Question. Are you out?
I really don't know, sir. I'm afraid I'm a little confused today, being all different sizes.
What size do you want to be?
Well, I should like to be a little larger, sir. 3 inches is such a wretched height to be.
It's a very good height indeed. I am 3 inches.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Now, young lady, before you go to see the Duchess, a piece of advice.
Yes?
Keep your temper. And just walk into that door, and you'll find the Duchess.
Thank you.
Remember, keep your temper! Quiet! Quiet, brat!
Oh, dear. Are you the Duchess?
Of course I'm the Duchess.
But what's the matter with your baby?
Don't bother me now. I'm singing my child a lullaby. Speak roughly to your little boy and beat him when he's sleeping. Only does it to annoy because he knows it teases. Here, you may mind the baby a bit if you like. I must go and get ready to play croquet with the queen.
Oh, dear me, before you go, please tell me why your cat grins like that.
It's a Cheshire cat, and that's why. Pig, goodbye.
Oh, please don't cry, baby. Oh, my goodness. The baby's turned into a pig.
I thought it would.
Is that you, Cat?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess I don't have to mind it anymore now that it's a pig. Shoo, shoo. Run along, piggy. Maybe it's better this way. If it had grown up, it would have made a dreadfully ugly child. But it makes a rather handsome pig, I think. Would you tell me, Kitty, which way I ought to go from here?
That depends a good deal on where you want to get to.
I don't care much where.
And it doesn't matter which way you go.
So long as I get somewhere.
Oh, you're sure to do that. If you only walk long enough. Say, why don't you go to the tea party?
Tea party?
Yes, it's in that direction. You'll find a hatter and a march hare. They're both mad.
But I don't want to go amongst mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. We're all mad here. I'm mad, you're mad, everybody's mad.
Oh, Cat, don't fade away like that. Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin, but a grin without a cat. That's the most curious thing I ever saw in all my life. Oh, what a big tea party.
No room! No room!
You're the Hatter.
No room, no room.
And you're the March Hare. Who's the little fellow fast asleep?
He's a dormouse. Now go away. There's no room.
But the table's laid for a great many more than three.
Why is a raven like a writing desk?
Oh, good. We'll have some fun now. I'm glad you've begun to ask riddles. I believe I can guess that.
First tell me, what day of the month is it?
The, fourth.
The fourth? My watch is 2 days wrong. March Hare, I told you butter wouldn't suit the works.
It's the best butter.
Yes, but some crumbs must have got in as well. You shouldn't have put it in with the bread knife.
Here, try dipping your watch into the tea. It was the best butter you know.
What a funny watch. Tells the day of the month and doesn't tell what o'clock it is.
Why should it? Does your watch tell you what year it is? The dormouse is asleep again. Pour a little hot tea on his nose. Girl, have you guessed the riddle yet?
No, I give up. What's the answer?
I haven't the slightest idea.
All right.
Oh, what a waste of time.
Waste of time? What do you know about time?
I know I have to beat time when I learn music.
Ah, that accounts for it. He won't stand beating. Father Time and I had a quarrel last March, just before the hare went mad, you know. It was at the great concert given by the Queen of Hearts, and I had to sing... Twinkle, twinkle, little bat, how I wonder what you're at. You know the song, perhaps?
I've heard something like it.
It goes on, you know, in this way. Up above the world you fly, like a tea tray in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle,
little... Twinkle, 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 twinkle.
Pinch him and make him stop. Better. Well, I'd hardly finished the first verse when the queen bawled out, he's murdering the time, off with his head.
How dreadfully savage.
And ever since that, time won't do a thing I ask. It's always 6 o'clock now.
Is that the reason so many tea things are put out here?
Yes, that's it. It's always tea time. And we've no time to wash the things between whiles.
Then you keep moving around the table, I suppose.
Exactly so, as the things get used up.
But what happens when you come to the beginning again?
Suppose we change the subject. Dormouse, wake up and tell us a story.
And be quick about it or you'll be asleep before it's done.
Oh, once upon a time there were three little sisters. And their names were Elsie, Lacey, and Tilly. And they lived at the bottom of a well.
What did they live on?
They lived on molasses.
They couldn't have done that. They'd have been ill.
So they were. They're ill.
Take some more tea, girl.
I've had nothing yet, so I can't take more.
You mean you can't take less? It's very easy to take more than nothing.
So, these three little sisters, they were learning to draw, you know.
I want a clean cup. Let's all move one place on.
So.
Now, continue with the story, Dormouse.
They were learning to draw, and they drew all manner of things. Everything that begins with an M.
Why with an M?
Why not?
You're really too rude, and I'm leaving. Goodbye.
In which case, let's put the dormouse into the teapot. In you go, dormouse, head first, into the teapot. Here goes the dormouse, into the teapot.
I'll never go there again. It's the stupidest tea party I was ever at in all my life. Everybody's mad as a hatter and a March Hare.
Thank you.
Now, just step this way, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Alice and all our friends in Wonderland are waiting for us. Hurry now. We don't want to miss a moment of this golden afternoon. All ready? Here's Irving Berlin's favorite story, Alice in Wonderland. Act Two.
Announcing the King and Queen of Hearts and the Royal Quoquet Game.
Your name, child?
My name is Alice, so please, Your Majesty.
Oh, for the head.
Oh, no.
Consider, my dear, she's only a child. Can you play croquet, child?
Yes.
Come on, then. Get to your places, everybody.
But everybody, this is the strangest croquet game. All the players are aces and twos and sevens, just like in a pack of cards.
Oh, hello.
Why, it's a Cheshire Cat.
How are you getting on with your croquet?
The funniest croquet game I've ever seen. Croquet games are live hedgehogs, and the mallets are live flamingos, and the arches are soldiers, and they keep moving around.
Off with his head! Off with her head!
Oh, do you like the queen?
Not at all. She's so extremely...
What was that?
She's so extremely likely to win that it's hardly worthwhile finishing the game.
That's better. Who are you talking to, girl?
It's a friend of mine, Your Majesty. A Cheshire Cat.
Well, I don't like the way it's looking at me. Stop it.
A cat may look at a king. I've read that in some books.
It must be removed. My dear queen, I wish you'd have this cat removed. Off with his head. I'll get the executioner myself.
They're dreadfully fond of executing people here. It's a wonder anybody's still alive.
Stop the croquet game. Stop. Child, have you seen the mock turtle yet?
Why, no. I don't even know what a mock turtle is.
Oh, it's the thing mock turtle soup is made from. Now, you go right over there, and the griffin will introduce you to the mock turtle, and he will tell you his story.
A griffin? What's that?
Oh, everybody knows that. Half lion, half eagle, a fascinating animal. Now, off with you. Off! Or off with your head!
Young lady.
Yes, Mr. Griffin?
Allow me to introduce you to my friend, the Mock Turtle.
How sad he looks.
Very, very sad indeed. Oh, Mock Turtle, this here young lady wants for to know your history. She do.
Very well. Once I was a real turtle, and I went to school in the sea. The master was an old turtle. We used to call him Tortoise.
Why did you call him Tortoise if he wasn't one?
We called him Tortoise because he taught us. Oh, really, you're very dull.
Go on.
Very well. We had the best of education. Reeling and writhing, of course. And then the different branches of arithmetic. Ambition, distraction, uglification, and derision. And I never will forget the drawling master.
Drawling master?
Yes. He taught us drawling, stretching, and fainting in coils.
What was that like?
I can't show you myself. I'm too stiff.
How many hours a day did you do lessons?
10 hours the first day, 9 the next, 8, 7, and so on.
What a curious plan.
That's the reason they're called lessons, because they lesson from day to day. From day to day, they lesson.
Then the 11th day must have been a holiday.
Well, of course it was.
And how did you manage on the 12th?
That's enough about lessons. Let's have a song.
Oh, yes, a song will be very nice.
Sing her Turtle Soup, will you, old fellow?
Not Mock Turtle Soup.
Yes.
Very well. Beautiful soup, so rich and green, waiting who for such days is for that soup?
Thank you. That was very nice.
The trial is beginning.
Oh, that's very important. Yes, indeed, indeed, do. Come along to the trial, to the trial, to the trial.
Well,
this trial will now come to order. Order. Rabbit, read the accusation.
The accusation. Yes, Your Majesty. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer's day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away.
Jury, consider your verdict.
Oh, not yet, Your Majesty. There's a great deal to come before that.
Well, call the first witness.
The first witness. First witness, the Mad Hatter.
Me?
Take off your hat, Hatter.
It isn't mine.
Stolen.
I keep them to sell. I've none of my own. I'm a hatter.
Give your evidence and don't be nervous or I'll have you executed on the spot.
I'm a poor man, Your Majesty. And I hadn't begun my tea. And the twinkling of the tea...
The twinkling of the what?
It began with the tea.
Of course, twinkling begins with tea. Do you take me for a dunce? Go on.
I'm a poor man. And most things twinkled after that. Only the March Hare said...
I didn't.
You did.
I deny it. He denies it. Leave out that part of it.
I'm a poor man, Your Majesty.
You're a very poor speaker. You may go.
And just take his head out outside.
Yeah, take his head out. Now, call the next witness.
The next witness. The next witness is Alice.
Here.
What do you know about this business?
Nothing.
Nothing whatever?
Nothing whatever.
That's very important.
Unimportant, Your Majesty means, of course.
Important, unimportant. What does it matter? Important, unimportant, important, unimportant.
Oh, I'm getting tall again. That's a blow.
Silence. Quiet. Rule 42. All persons more than a mile high to leave the court.
I'm not a mile high.
You are, too.
Nearly 2 miles high.
Well, I shan't go at any rate. Besides, that's not a regular rule. You invented it just now.
It's the oldest rule in the book.
Then it ought to be number one.
Jury, consider your verdict.
No, there's more evidence to come yet, please, Your Majesty. Oh. This paper has just been picked up.
What's in it?
Well, it seems to be a letter written by the prisoner to somebody.
It must have been that. Unless it was written to nobody, which isn't usual, you know.
Is it in the prisoner's handwriting?
No, it's not. That's the strangest thing about it.
She must have imitated somebody else's handwriting.
Please, Your Majesty, I didn't write it, and they can't prove I did. Look, there's no name signed at the end.
If you didn't sign it, that only makes the matter worse. You must have meant some mischief, or else you'd have signed your name like an honest citizen.
That proves her guilt, of course, so over their heads.
It doesn't prove anything of the sort.
Let the jury consider their verdict.
No. Sentence first, verdict afterwards.
Such a nonsense. The idea of having a sentence
first. Hold your tongue.
I won't.
Off with their heads.
Who cares for you? You're nothing but a pack of cards. Just a pack of cards, that's all. Just a pack of cards.
And so we conclude this week's favorite story, The Incredible Adventures of Alice in Wonderland. The young lady who brought Alice to life in our production of Lewis Carroll's masterpiece was Dawn Bender, age 11. Some of America's finest radio actors accompanied her, and Claude Sweeten imagined the Wonderland music. Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee dramatized and directed this, as well as all the other stories on this series. Mr. Irving Berlin chose The Travels of Alice as his own favorite story. Next week, a love story with a dagger in it. A strange tale of romance and poison. It's Rappaccini's Daughter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. The favorite story choice of the screen's favorite bogeyman, Mr. Sidney Greenstreet. We hope you'll be listening.